The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Koss, it's a high tower.
Some things, apparently. Hold up.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There was no expected interference. However, during the review, it was ruled that the ball would not have left the ballpark, so batter runner is awarded second base.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I hate it. I've always hated it, and you know this, Mark. You know this about me. We're going to get the calls right. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I hate it.
I'm so mad at baseball. I don't like being mad.
I'm mad at
replay. I just don't. But all of it.
I'm mad at
all of it.
Brandon, Brankin. I'm mad at his index finger twirling in the air. I'm mad at umpires who waddle over to put headsets on. I'm mad at NFL officials who peer into monitors. I'm mad at all of it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because you don't get it right. And yesterday was just like, we keep thinking about how many different ways the Giants can lose games. And this one was, I mean, it was their fault because then they imploded as they have of late. But that's a home run.
Of course it's a home run.
It's a home run.
Of course it's a home run.
The one thing it's not is an out.
I just.
Freaking idiots.
It's also not a double.
But it's.
A double.
Like, of it's the three first, outcomes.
It's the first double in the history of ever that a fan caught the ball on the fly on the other side of the fence and somebody went, it's a double. That's never happened. Somebody explain to me when that's ever happened in the history of the game ever. I came out of this thing mad at five different things. Literally. Replay is one of them. Secondly, why do you have a situation where fans can reach onto the field? Why is that a thing?
Right.
Why is that a thing? That shouldn't be a thing. That should not, like, there's no other sport in the world where they're like, all right, buy a ticket and you too can be a part of the game. Just come on the field. Like, let's start reaching for pucks in hockey or... let's start tripping players in the NBA. Like, what on earth? I mean, Pods actually is part of WNBA games. But anyway, why is that a thing? Why, baseball umpires, are we not allowed to talk to you? When you keep messing up, like, I'm walking to work on a daily basis with nothing but advertisements, with pictures of fake people who apparently are going to replace all of the jobs in the next 10 to 20 years. And people are like terrified of this, but we won't replace umpires, or we won't even question them. We won't even talk to them. We have all the technology in the world and seemingly cannot figure out how to utilize it. Somewhere along the road, every time there's a baseball game, I end up mad at baseball, and that also does not give a waiver to the Giants, who somehow allowed them to come out of the replay situation, announce this thing, as you just heard Grandy play, and the camera immediately goes to Bob Melvin, and Melvin's like, all right, Cost is at second. We need a pinch runner.
Right.
What?
Cost is at second. We need a pinch runner because he got hurt
right
before he got into his trot, out of the box.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
Right out of the box.
Out of the box, he's hurt. And it's like, the fact that I am heartbroken over the loss of Christian Cost, no disrespect to him, but he had become their most surefire hitter. Not the guy making nine figures. Not the other guy making nine figures. Not the guy you gave a six-year deal to in center field who was supposed to be a better hitter. Chris Cost has made me heartbroken. He's made me slump, because he's going to be out. So that feeling in of itself, Mark, had me like, Cost needs to get pinch run for, and you could tell right away, that's going to probably cost him a week and or more, and now he's on the 10-day.
He's on the IL.
And I'm thinking, they're going to be without Cost? And I heard myself say that to myself, and I'm like, listen to what you're saying inside your own head. You're devastated that Christian Cost is going to be out? Is that where we are offense?
In a week and a half ago, I was begging them to send him back down.
Yep.
And now
all he does is hit line drives and home runs that are doubles.
And he's the only person in the world who can play third base, apparently.
Well.
But now Wilmer Flores is playing third base. And, by the way, Buster Posey he's talking to the media in Arizona. He was just quoted and said, yes, Rafi Devers is now an option. We're going to have Rafi Devers as an option to play third base. Because I didn't even think about this. If they're playing Wilmer at third base tonight, they're not playing him there two nights in a row. They won't do that. They got a day game on Thursday. They're not doing that. They're not putting Wilmer over there to play every night. He has no knees. They're going to have to play Rafi Devers over there, which completely interrupts all the work he's been trying to do
right.
to get ready to go play first base. Now he's going to go back to playing third base. And so the Giants now will flip-flop back and forth between two guys who have played third base before but aren't really very good at it. And so that's what we got until Chapman gets back, which is probably only a week. So, in theory, this will go away quickly. But, yeah, that's what we got. I mean, it's unbelievable right now. The Giants game starts, and it's not like I know the thing you keep saying. We gotta find new ways to lose. That's not it. It's find new ways to tick the fans off. On a nightly basis. Well, no, it's not just the losses. It's the way they're happening. And then the things that are also happening around them. I don't want this to sound like complaining about umps, because the Giants get breaks that go their direction, too. It happened in the Red Sox series. I'm not complaining that the umps have taken something from the Giants. I just can't stand the umps, no matter what the hell they're calling. The league seems to consistently have this ability to not be in touch with its fans, to not connect with its fans, to not understand what the hell's going on around it. And it's literally what's causing this slow death of the league. You can't do stuff like this. And then, by the way, we didn't even mention that video seems to be showing that this dude just has seats out there in the front row of the left field, and he does this twice a year. There's video of him. He took a home run from Joey Bart a couple years ago.
No.
Yes. Yes.
As a Pirate or as a Giant?
As a Giant.
Oh, no.
This guy.
The same guy.
It's the same guy.
Thank you.
He's done this like five times, and it has consistently led to
Antioch train.
Ground rule doubles and confusion, and he gets kicked out every time, but he's back tomorrow. He'll probably be there tonight.
Yeah.
What are you all doing? What are we doing?
That's right. What are we doing? We've created.
Lord.
In almost every ballpark and almost every outfield home run fence, we have this exact same thing. I know it's not every park, and I'm thinking about Wrigley, where you've got the beautiful ivy, you've got about a 2-foot chain link fence,
yep.
and then you've got a little bit of a buffer. So if you're a fan and you really want to get out and up and over, that's going to be a stretch. You're going to have somebody hold
you
your feet.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a long way for you to go.
Dude, you'll get so hurt. Yeah.
Right. And even like at the Monster, if you have seats on top of the Green Monster,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, go ahead. Good luck.
That's death.
Yeah. That is death. So every park has its own nuance, and the whole yellow line becomes so nebulous. But last night, even like beyond the umps huddling and calling it out, I'm watching the game with my wife. We had just put the baby down, and I'm like, the one thing that's not isn't out. And I'm starting to rant and rave, and she's looking up from her phone like, what's wrong with you? Because she's into the Giants, but less and less so now with each passing day. She watches it with me, and she's like, you know, she's saying things like,
good for her.
She's mad.
She doesn't want to be stressed out every night.
They stink. Yeah. This is disgusting and the rest of it. And so I'm like, the one thing that is not isn't out. Like, if you want to call it a double, you're wrong. But I could see you calling it a double. You're wrong. The one thing you can't say is that's an out. Literally, he didn't catch the ball.
I mean.
Like, so I'm with you. It's replay. It's the damn yellow line instead of a real home run fence. And I can't help but think about our company softball game where Guru hit a home run. And, you know, there was a fence. But, you know, the fence was not like, hey, it's over the fence and it's down the street. It was over the fence, but it. You know, I could see an umpire saying, oh, that snuck under the fence.
I mean,
shut up!
Quite frankly, how the hell, if you're all old enough to remember the Steve Bartman situation in Chicago with Moise Alou, you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about, right, Grandy?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
He does, but I don't think he's old enough to have watched it.
Well, whatever.
I don't remember watching it live,
as long as you know what happened there, how the hell did that not become the last day ever that a fan can reach onto the field? That should have been the last time in the history of baseball that that can ever happen. And everybody just went, oh, that's a cute story there. Now this guy, like the Cubs, are going to get knocked out of the playoffs, and this guy can never leave his house for the rest of his life. I think he lives in, I don't know, Kentucky or something now, or hell, maybe in Europe. I mean, maybe he's in Turkey. Like, literally, the guy could not leave his house.
They actually brought him back a couple years ago.
Yeah, because it's finally calmed down.
Right.
After a decade and a half.
The other one is the Jeffrey Mayer incident.
Yes, in New York.
1996, Jeter hits a ball, and this 12-year-old fan blatantly reaches over. And again, the umpires, that's a home run. No, it's not. The kid is like literally stretched out over Tony Tarasco, and it's a home run. So, yes, like, I don't know why it is so hard to fix. It's really not. Just go ahead and move people back. Yep. You still will have a great seat.
Well, and the bottom line is you'll never convince me that baseball, like managers, how are they? They're sitting on the field level and off to the side. So the fact that, for instance, Bob Melvin comes out, and I want to talk to this about everybody because there is some developing news with regard to not just the fact that his option was picked up, but why. Buster Posey has explained himself. Because your thought on timing and my thought on...
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science.
And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On timing, we're kind of proven right by what Buster just said. We'll let you know here in a second. But Bob Melvin comes out and gets thrown out while all of us are at commercial because Elliot Ramos is called out on strikes on a ball that was clearly 2 inches outside. Okay, fine. It's 2 inches outside. That happens 8 times a game, first and foremost. That happens every night.
Yep.
So why'd you go get thrown out? And how is it that you, sitting in a dugout off to the side, are so flipping confident that that ball wasn't in the strike zone? How do you know that? Well, that's because there's analytics people. That's because there are cameras. That's because there is information being passed along to the coaches on the spot. And therefore, I am of the belief that they're being told that was outside. We saw it in the box. It's outside. So now Melvin goes out to protect his guy and scream and yell about that. Well, too late. Too late. That's something that is going to happen in every baseball game until we have robo-umps and until balls and strikes in the box are reviewable. But the fact that you sat there so calmly when a game-tying home run in the eighth inning was ruled as a concocted double is wild to me. That is your opportunity to make that play a story. It's your opportunity to make it fixable, to get everybody in the nation talking about that play. It's almost your obligation. You have got to get out on the field and lose your mind. And it's not to flip the spread and inspire your team. It's to show baseball and the umpires up for stuff that just flat out can't happen anymore. We cannot have balls getting hit out into the stands, having fans catching them on the fly, and then having umpires decide that that's a double in a one-run game in the eighth inning. We can't do this. This is a no from me, dog. You cannot have that be a part of your game. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You're in New York staring at angles, trying to figure out what a ball would have done if Bob in section 317 didn't get in the way. Are you kidding me? There's way too much on the line for this. We can't. You can't do this.
Especially when you're in this spot, in this situation where you are desperate for a victory. You're coming off a 1-5 stretch against two of the worst teams in baseball, and now here you are, division rival. And if Arizona sweeps you, you are now in fourth in the West, where, you know, 3 weeks ago, you were right behind the Dodgers. You were knocking on their door, and they probably wouldn't have answered your knock, but at least you were threatening, and now you go to Arizona, and you have this happen. And I'm looking at the umpire scorecard for the game. I don't know if you follow ump scorecards on Twitter.
Oh,
it's a great account. And what they do is they give you the accuracy of an umpire. And the real good metric is the overall favor. And in this game, Arizona got a 0.94 runs favored their way, which is a pretty big number. Now, the accuracy
plus, it's also inaccurate. They got a 1.94 runs favor because
this is just the strike zone.
I know, exactly.
Well,
I'd like to add in the home run they took away.
They highlight the three most impactful missed calls in the strike zone, and the most impactful was the Miller to Ramos strike three.
The one that Melvin
got thrown out. That was about 2 inches inside, according to this graphic. But it's a good follow on X if you're interested in just seeing, like, if you feel like your team got screwed or your team got a favorable strike zone, this is a good way to look at it and you get a good idea.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.